Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
4 playoff games in the National Football League, all 4 of them awesome. And they all came with a plethora of talking points that we can dissect and sparse through. Mm. I think in the game that we can start with how these games started, and then we can roll right on through to Sunday night's game, because that game was epic.
Yeez.
The Bills-Ravens, we were all looking forward to it, and boy, did it deliver.
Delivered.
But let's start with the Chiefs and the Houston Texans.
The Cheaters and the Texans? So Chiefs and Texans?
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Mm. Boy, a lot is being made of the officiating there in that game.
But surely,
is that where we want to start here?
Surely it must be the first time.
It's not. It's not. And now Warren Sharp is on the case, and I don't think that is good for our Chiefs homer and Chiefs hunk on the text line, who, no matter what is going to be said with the data points that Warren Sharp has, I pretty much know how Chiefs hunk is going to respond, and I want him to know this right now. The Chiefs won that football game, and I want everybody to know this, not just Chiefs hunk guy. The Chiefs won that game in the Houston Texans, and we will talk about what the Texans did not do to win that game.
Not put it away.
Oh, my goodness. So many things. But here is what Warren Sharp of Sharp Football. Over the last 4 years, the Chiefs have played 11 playoff games. 0 games the Chiefs had more penalties. 10 games the Chiefs had Chiefs opponents had more penalties. He went and he started crunching the numbers on this, and he did a deep dive into this. This is more than curious. He went and he looked at every team that has had at least 5 playoff games and how they compare. Okay? So over the last 5 playoff games, Chiefs have played in 11, because guess what? They're pretty dang good. Games with more or less penalty yardage than the opponent. The Chiefs have had 10 games where they've had less penalty yardage, only one where they have more. They have had 10 games with less penalties overall than their opponents. One game they had equal penalties in their last 11. That would be a plus 9 and plus 10 differential in both yardage and penalties. Mm. They are 10-1 in those games. Mm. Bet you can't guess what the one game is. Every other team in this is either net 1 or to like net negative 2. Okay, so not a lot of variance there between how many penalties and how much penalty yardage.
Oh, you mean something like neutral, which is what you probably strive for across the league?
Except for the Cincinnati Bengals, which has played 7 playoff games, only had one game where they have less yardage than their opponent. They are negative 5 in yards. And only one game where they've had fewer penalties than their opponents, which is negative 4 differential.
They're just less disciplined. That's all it is.
They are 5-2 in those playoff games. There is an element, though, there are teams that are just less disciplined. Mm-hmm. This is where it gets a little bit, uh-oh.
Yeah, when the sample size goes out this far and you see this drastic a difference.
This is where Warren Sharp gets this. Perks my ears up. Mm. In the last 4 postseasons, there have been 7 roughing the passer penalties on opponents. Mm-hmm. There's only been 1 on Kansas City. Mm-hmm. There have been 4 unnecessary roughness on opponents. Mm-hmm. Only 1 on Kansas City.
Oh.
There have been 11 defensive pass interference or holding on opponents. Mm. There have been 2 on Kansas City.
They're just better, Dusty. They're just better.
Those numbers are wildly different.
Yeah.
And that's where you're
officiated
different. I start to go, huh.
It's Patriots-esque. It happens with every number one team. It happens with across sports. You're treated differently.
Yeah, when you have a
Look at the Lakers when you have free
the
throw
best
rate.
Quarterback in the National Football League, the roughing the passer and the unnecessary roughness that 100%.
The Lakers free throw stuff is insane. It doesn't matter what era of team.
Yeah.
They take more free throws than anyone else by a significant margin.
Mm.
It is just, it's a thing that happens.
I think that has led to the Chiefs' fatigue, but it's also like boiling that game down to strictly officiating.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
You cannot do that because
the Texans shot themselves in both feet
so many times.
It was Yosemite Sam trying to put the pistols back in the holster and just over and over again.
That is to the element of what you're talking about, though, in that when you say, no, good teams, they just don't do... Well, that's it right there. With what the Chiefs do is that they make you pay for every time you shoot yourself in the foot. Every time that there's one of those penalties, what do? They get points out of it. And that is crippling to any team in the playoffs, especially when you're playing a team like Kansas City.